Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Truly, 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 it is a blessing to be able to raise a praise even when stuff ain't going the way we think it should be going. The Lord has a way of lifting up a standard, removing the garment of heaviness, and giving us the spirit of praise. Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black. I want to bring you greetings from the City of Roses, where we are just truly thankful that God gave us this opportunity to come before his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Truly, it's a good day, for this is a day that the Lord has made. I don't know about you, but I just feel like rejoicing and being glad. Amen. We are so excited about what the Lord has in store for us tonight. We want to just thank God for all of those that make this broadcast possible. To the Butterfields, we thank God for them and for Pastor Sherelle Pennington, for Elder Kathy Miniweather, our speaker tonight, Elder Dante Farmer, and Archbishop Ruth Smith. We are truly grateful for the men and women of God that co-labor with us to spread the gospel, to spread the good news, to remind the people of God that there is hope in the midst of all of our despair. There is hope. And we have a reason to raise a hallelujah. I am just so excited about tonight. Our speaker is Elder Kathy Miniweather from Sweet Homes Ministry. She is a co-laborer with us at the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. And we are just truly excited about her coming tonight to share the word with us. And we're grateful to God. We don't have a lot of announcements, but I do want to remind you, just in case you haven't done it, you still have time. This is National Clergy Appreciation Month, and we want you to show some love to those that labor and prepare sermons and Bible studies, that pray for you, that watch over your soul. We want to encourage you to reach out to them this month. We still have a few more days left, and let them know how much you appreciate their preaching, their teaching. You can send a card, you can send a postcard, you can send a text, you can give them a Starbucks gift card. You can treat them to lunch, whatever it is that God places on your heart to bless the men and women of God. Maybe you have stopped by Safeway and you saw some $5 flowers and you wanted to make sure your clergy person got those flowers. Listen, it's just nice to be nice. And you don't know how much of a pickup that is for your men and women of God. So I want to encourage you to encourage the men and women of God and do something special. Do something nice just to let them know that you appreciate them this month. I'm asking that we, for those of us that are able to get our booster vaccine, if you have not been vaccinated, get vaccinated. We know that there are a lot of people that have been vaccinated, and there are a lot of people who have not been vaccinated. But keep in mind that this medicine works when we apply faith to the medicine. Not faith in the medicine, but faith to the medicine. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't got vaccinated, get vaccinated. If it's not for you, it's for your children. It's for your grandchildren. It's for your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-aunt, your great-uncle, whoever you may come in contact with that already have some existing health issues. We want to take care of them and make sure that they are safe. And if you can get your booster, make your appointment to get your booster. We want to encourage that, want to encourage us to continue to wear our masks, continue to wash our hands, and let's continue to be safe. We're getting ready for the holidays, and we didn't gather together at Thanksgiving last year, but we're stepping out this year, and we're going to come together, but let's remember to be safe. If you have family members that have not been vaccinated, then, hey, just wear a mask. If they need to wear a mask to protect you and them. So want to continue to do what's right that we may help bring this pandemic to an end. We are just grateful to God tonight. We are going to go before the Lord in prayer. Our own sister, Kamisha Black Joyner, is going to take us to the throne of grace tonight and lead us in prayer. Following prayer, we will hear another song of preparation. I want you tonight not to just sit at home and be a spectator of what you hear. I want you to be a participator. We talked about worship tonight, and you don't have to be in the church building to worship the Lord. You can worship him wherever you are. And those that are coming before us tonight to pray and to preach, I know that if you begin to pray with them, they'll feel the power of the Holy Ghost and begin to pray some things and speak some things in the atmosphere. If you're praying while the preacher is preaching, I guarantee if you're seeking God for anything tonight, it will come. It will come if you're seeking it. The preacher will hear the prayers of the righteous. The preacher won't hear the prayers. The Holy Spirit will hear the prayers. And then the Holy Spirit will speak to the preacher. And then the preacher will speak what thus saith the Lord. And so just be praying, be praising, and be thanking God for this time. I now yield this call over to Sister Kamisha Black Joyner.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, we come tonight, oh God, humbly as we know how, oh God, to bow down before you, oh God, to praise you, oh God, to worship you, oh God, to acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior of our lives, oh God. We come with thanksgiving on our hearts, oh God. We come with the praise on our lips, oh God, and we come with a heart to hear the word of God, oh God. So now, God, we come, oh God, with we come together on one accord, oh God, to bless you, oh God, to magnify you, oh God. We come, oh God, lifting up our nation to you, oh God. We pray now, God, that we, your people, as we come to pray, oh God, that you hear our prayers and hear our prayers for our nation, oh God. Touch our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We need healing, oh God, across the lands, oh God. We need deliverance, oh God, across the nations, oh God. So now, God, let your anointing fall fresh on the nation, oh God, on the world, oh God, that you created, oh God, because you hold the world in the palm of your hands, oh God. So now, God, cover this world with both of your hands, oh God. Send your anointing now, God, over the globe, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for our president, oh God. We pray for our national leaders, oh God. We pray for our state leaders, oh God. We pray for our city leaders, oh God. We pray for our county leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow them to hear from you, oh God, as they make decisions on our behalf, oh God. Allow them to seek you, oh God. Allow them to go before you, oh God, and ask for guidance, oh God. Ask for wisdom, oh God, to ask for understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for our clergy, oh God. We lift them up, oh God. We ask now that you give them a fresh anointing, oh God. We pray now that you continue to speak a mighty word to them, oh God, for your people, oh God. We pray now, God, for the visions that you've given them, oh God, to manifest, oh God, to come forth, oh God, like livings of water, oh God. We bless you now for our clergy members, oh God. We glorify you, oh God, for calling them, oh God, to do the work that you've chosen them to do, oh God.
We thank you, oh God. We bless you, oh God, for the leaders that you've placed hedge of protection around, oh God, so that they can do your work, oh God, and do it in greatness, oh God, and do it ministry like you, oh God. Oh, God, how we come and just thank you, oh, God. Now, God, we pray for our houseless, oh, God. We pray for the people that are living on the streets, oh, God, that are living in boxes and tents, oh, God, under bridges, oh, God, on the streets, oh, God. We pray now that you continue to protect them, oh, God, through now, oh, God. In Oregon, it's raining, oh, God. It's cold, oh, God, and the wind is blowing, oh, God. And we ask that you protect them now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Continue to camp your angels of protection around them, oh, God. Heal them where they're sick, oh, God. Give them warmth in their bodies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God. We pray for teachers and students, oh, God, that are going through on their day, oh, God. Give students knowledge, oh, God, for your word tells us that you will impart into them excellence in mathematics and science and physics and law, oh, God. Your word tells us, oh, God, that if we ask, oh, God, that you would give it to us, oh, God. So give us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need, oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God. Touch our children as they go to learn, oh, God. Open up their ears and their mind to get grasp the knowledge that their teachers are teaching them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch teachers, oh, God. Give them patience to deal with our children, oh, God. Give them understanding to talk to our children, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, protect them, oh, God, from danger seen and unseen, from illnesses and sicknesses and diseases, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, in every institution now, God, fresh anointings fall fresh throughout the hallways, oh, God, in the class. Oh, God, let your sweet, loving, joy and peace fill school buildings, oh, God, so that children can be our future, oh, God. We thank you now, God, for this time of praise and worship, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the word that's going to come forth, oh, God. We bless your name now, God, for the blessings that are coming to us, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus, for this time, oh, God. Thank you, God, for this time of praise and worship, oh, God. We bless you, oh, God. We magnify you, oh, God. We lift you up, oh, God, for you are a great God. You are an awesome God. You are a worthy God. You are a healer, oh, God. You are a protector, oh, God. You are a provider, oh, God. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel, oh, God. You have ordered our steps, oh, God. So we bless you now, God, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, oh, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, oh, God. We love you, oh, God. We adore you, God. We magnify you, oh, God. So in the continuance of this worship, oh, God, fall now for the word, oh, God. Send a rhema word, oh, God. Let it fall fresh on these ears as we listen. Oh God, as we go forth to study your word, as we get an understanding of what is spoken, oh God, let us be a doer of what we hear, oh God. Let us be a follower of what we hear, oh God. Let us talk to somebody about what we learned or what we hear or what ministered to our souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we will give you glory, oh God. All glory belongs to you. All honor belongs to you. You get the glory, oh God. You get the praise, oh God. You get it, oh God. You get the glory, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I am troubled, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. I'm a vessel full of power.
Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hunt your neighbor and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to give him glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, shout glory. We came to praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for his goodness, and we thank him for his power. The song says, I thank you, Father, for your power. Hallelujah. Because I got a treasure inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity to be with you tonight. I am Elder Kathy Miniweather, and I, as the pastor says, we bring you greetings, first of all, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is that treasure inside of us tonight. We also bring you greetings from the beautiful City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, where God is doing a mighty work. And we know that God is doing this work all over the nation, all over the land, all around the world. Hallelujah. We give respect and honor to those, our brothers and sisters, who make all of this possible. But above all of that, for the Lord Jesus Christ in stealing the minds of these brothers and sisters to make these platforms possible. All glory and honor to the Butterfields and to Pastor Black, Elder Pastor Sherelle and Elder Farmer, all you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm trying to contain myself. I don't know why Pastor put that song on, but hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for it. And the other song, I raise a hallelujah. If you came to praise the Lord tonight, you came to the right place. Hallelujah. If you came to receive a word from the Lord tonight, you came to the right place, because God is his word is himself. And so we come to hear a word from the Lord tonight, and we give him honor and we give him praise. For those of you that prayer warriors out there, I know you have your Bibles ready. We're going to jump right in because the time is passing on. We know that it's late in some parts of the nation right now, but if you're joining us on the East or Midwest, wherever you are, God bless you for hanging in there with us until we can get here to bring the word tonight. And is there a word from the Lord? We believe there is a word from the Lord. And I'm going to pray and we're going to jump right in. Gracious Father, how we praise you tonight. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your grace and your mercy. We praise you and we bless you for the power of your anointing, O God. And as we come before you, Lord God, we come before our Lord and Savior, Lord God, and to be cleansed and to be made whole, to be made new. Lord God, use us tonight. I pray that Kathy will step out of the way and let your spirit have his way. Father God, feed us from Master's table tonight. We are no longer dogs desiring the crumbs that fall from Master's table. But Lord God, we are the children of the Most High. So we come to sit at your table tonight. We come to be fed, Lord God, your word. And I pray, Lord God, that everyone that listens tonight will be fed, that something will be said to bless them and strengthen them and to encourage your people. Lord God, we love you. We praise you. We are leaning and depending on you, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank God and amen. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you about my God. Let me tell you how good he is. When the pastor asked that we would, Elder Farmer and I would bring the message, all we said was amen. God was already at work. And they tell me this morning that Elder Farmer preached from 2 Timothy. Well, guess where Elder Manyweather has been studying for the last 2 weeks? And what Elder Farmer started this morning, we will finish it the Lord's will. We will bring it to a close according to how the Spirit of God lays it out to us. So if you have your Bibles, we are going to first look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, and then we're going to walk a little bit. We want to hear what the Spirit of God has for us tonight. They tell me this morning, Elder Farmer's message, if I may get this wrong, was don't neglect your gift. Each and every one of us has a gift. God has called us for a specific task that he wants us to do. I hear somebody saying, well, I'm not this and I'm not that. That's okay. Whatever you are, that's what he called you to do, and that's what he wants you to do. That's what he has ordained you to do. We all have different positions and posts in this life. We just want to be found faithful wherever they are. I'm looking at a bouquet right in front of me. Let me tell you, in this bouquet, it's not just one flower. There are many, and then they're accented. This is the body of Christ. We accent one another, but we are all the bouquet of Christ for a purpose and a plan to further the gospel. If you have your Bibles, we will be reading from the King James Version. We're just going to read just a couple of verses real fast. Verse 1 says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the what? The truth, and shall be turned into fables. And then verse 5 says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Praise God for the reading of his holy word. We pray God will bless the hearers of his word and the application of what God is going to say to us through his word tonight. You keep your finger there as we journey back. We're going to journey back. This message tonight, I have a subject, and Lord knows I wrestled over this one. I wrestled, and finally we resolved, preach the word with a sense of urgency. Paul had a lot to say to Timothy, his son, in the ministry. And let me tell you, if you have not studied the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, oh my goodness, you are missing such a blessing. This tonight, let me tell you why there was a sense of urgency. Some of you know and some of you do not know, but this was the last letter that Paul wrote. Paul had, up until this point, he had been in jail, out of jail, and going around and ministering all throughout Asia Minor and all of these places. He had left Timothy at Ephesus, and he left him in tears, and he hadn't seen him in years, and he really wanted to see him, but he had not seen him for a really long time. But because of the adversary of Paul ends up back in prison. He ends up in a prison in Rome, in a maritime prison, where he knows he will never see the light of day again. This is why this message was so urgent. He had so much to tell Timothy. He had so much to charge Timothy to do and to remember. And so we're going to look. If you know the story, you know that in verse 1, there is a powerful verse that says, wherefore I put thee into remembrance to stir up the gift. The stir up the gift which is in thee by the putting on of hands, the laying on of hands. First of all, Timothy was a young man who had a godly mother and a godly grandmother, and they had taught him the ways of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. If you are a grandmother or a mother, or if you're a grandfather or a father, God has charged us. He has called us to raise our children in the fear and in the admonition of the Lord, meaning teach them the truth of the word of God. That is crucial. And let me tell you something, in 2021, our babies need to know. They need to know that they know that they know that there is life beyond this life, and there is help in the time of trouble. They need to know that they can call on the goodness of the Lord. And if you look at verse 7, if you were in chapter 1, it says, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear. Sometimes it's hard to get out and teach, preach, share, witness, whatever it is. But let me tell you tonight, the word of God says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's not what he gave us, but he gave us power and love and a sound mind. And sound mind is self-discipline. We know when to hush, shut up, be quiet, and we know when to speak. The word says our spirits are subject to us. We need to know how to control the spirit that is in us. It's subject. Our spirit is subject to us. So God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Power to walk right, power to talk right, power to share the word of God, power to not be afraid, but cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, speak through me. Lord, use me. Lord, let your will be done. And when we step out of the way, then he can step in and he can have his way. And then he goes on to verse 13 and he says, hold fast the form of sound words, which if thou hast heard from me in the faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. So Timothy, for those of you who had godly grandmothers, and we, a lot of us did, and godly mothers, these women, they may not have gone to school past the third grade if they went at all. Come on now. But they knew the love of God. Come on now. We got to know that we know. We can, ain't nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with an education. But we got to trust in God with all our heart. And the word says, and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. So no matter what it is he has called us to do, we will be able to do it. And let me tell you something tonight, my brothers and sisters, stop saying what God ain't called you to do and start asking him what he called you to do. One of the biggest deceptions of the enemy is telling you God ain't told you to do this. Well, maybe he didn't tell you to do that, but Lord, what did you tell me to do? So we have tonight Paul. He starts out by telling this young man, because we know that in 1 Timothy, he tells Timothy, let no man despise thy youth. He was a young man dealing with older folk. Sometimes older folk don't want to listen. Sometimes it's hard. But he told him, hang on in there. That's what the gist of this whole message is. I've got a lot to say to you tonight, but hang on in there because I'm not going to always be with you. He knew the time was running out. And my brothers and sisters, time is running out for somebody. Somebody needs to hear the gospel. Somebody needs to hear the word of the Lord. Somebody needs to know the ministry that God has put down in you, in your belly. God is waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, so that he can use you to take the gospel out among the highways and byways of life. And that's where you'll be able to be used by God. But we've got to get over the fear of God did not, and Pastor can attest to this. I said, I'm afraid. She says, well, we're all afraid sometimes. We are all afraid. But God has not given us that spirit of fear, because when you get down on your knees and you fast and you pray and you study, that's all you can do. And let the Lord do the rest. Then we're going to look at no man. He says in verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Understand that if the pastor calls us to do something, we are not good soldiers of the pastor. We are good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We do what we do for him. Only the things done for Christ will last. God uses the woman of God. God uses the man of God to help nurture us and grow us up so that we can get out there and go places that he and she cannot go. There will be things that you will do, places you will go, people you will see that your pastor will never see. But the word of God can go into those places, the highways and byways that God has sent you to go. My sisters and brothers, we've got to preach and teach and share the gospel with a sense of urgency. Look around you. People are dying. Look around you. Their hospitals are overloaded. Look around you. Children are sick. Look around your neighborhoods. They say over 800 and some odd shootings right here in Portland alone this year. There is a need for the truth, the uncompromised word of truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Let the Spirit use you, power, love, and the soundness that he will give us. This is what God has called us to do. We don't need gimmicks. We don't need props. We don't need those things will pass away. But the word of God, God told me, he said, stand on the word, teach the word, preach the word. That's all I want you to do, because the word is self-sufficient. There's nothing like having a self-sufficient child. You know, the one that you had that you didn't never, all you had to do was tell them once, or you didn't have to say empty the washer or empty, do the dishes. Some of y'all had some children like that. Some of us didn't, but you only had to tell them once and they did it. And because they knew that mama said it, well, God is calling us tonight. God is calling you to do what he called you to do. And you might say, oh sister teacher, I'm old and I can't move. Begin to tell God to use you right from where you sit tonight, right from your hospital bed tonight, right from your living room chair. If you can only go from your couch to your bed, God can use you right there in your own home, in the place where you live. Don't sell God short. When we think that we cannot be used where we are, That's saying to God, you can't use me. But God can use you to set your house on fire, because a lot of us, we really need to start with our home. See, Paul started with Timothy's background, with his mother and his grandmother. We, too, have to remember we have souls in our own family that don't know the Lord. Oh, come on now. You might say, my sister, that there are many bridges. You just don't know. There have been bridges that are that have been destroyed, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. That's what you tell God, because God, they tell me, is a miracle worker. They tell me with the blast of his nostril, he parted the Red Sea. Come on now. They tell me that he caused plagues to rain down, but he also spared the firstborn of every Hebrew. Come on now. This is the God that we serve with a sense of urgency. Some of us are in our 60s and our 70s and our 80s and our 90s. We do not have another 60, 70, 80, 90 years unless the Lord proclaims it to be used by God. Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, but do what it is that God has called you to do. And he says to Timothy, be thou, he said, be thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ, of Jesus Christ. He says that no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Let me tell you something. We did not choose ourselves. I told God, I don't know what to do with this stuff that you want me to do. And I did not choose myself. Furthermore, I would not have chosen me. I would not have chosen me. But God does not choose us according to what we think. God has a plan and he has a purpose, and he has called you. And if you still have life and breath in you, if your heart is beating tonight, you still can be used by God to do a mighty work for God. We may not be able to go out and bring in tens of thousands, but Lord, let me tell you, if you can get one soul, if you can lead one soul to Christ Jesus, oh, what a joy. The angels will rejoice with you. We're not asking you to do anything, but let God use you. And then he begins to tell Timothy, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Here we go again. Don't study to show yourself, oh, I can say it like the best of them. I can pronounce it like, no. Study to show, work hard so that you may be able to show yourself to God. It is to God. Everything that we do in this life through word or deed has to be to the glory of God. If it's being done for any other purpose, I'm sorry you missed it tonight. And God does not want you to miss it. But study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but can rightly divide the word of truth. The word of truth is the word of God. Start by studying the word of God. If you don't know how to quote scripture, get in and start to memorize one passage of scripture. One of the best places to start in the Bible is either the book of St. John or the book of 1st, 2nd, or 3rd John. Or wherever the Spirit leads you. But those books will just open your eyes to what Jesus is all about, his power and his love. But Paul is reminding Timothy, you do what you do because I am charging you before God, not those men that I have used. But he also told him, he said, what I am encouraging you to do and admonishing you to do, teach that same thing to other men that are trustworthy. I'm sorry to say this, but not everybody around you is trustworthy. Not everybody around you is faithful to God. They may say, Lord, Lord, but that don't mean they're faithful to God. So let God use you to teach it and share, because why? There's a treasure. The word of God is a treasure. It is a treasure to not be heaped to ourselves, but to share it with others. And I got to get, the time is moving on. So I just wanted to also remind us tonight that God's house, in his house, there are vessels of gold and silver. This is what Paul said to Timothy, and of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet or fit for the master's use. I don't know about you, but I want everything purged out of me so that God can use me anytime, any place that he wants to use me. Yes, I may get a little bit afraid. Why? That is the fleshly part of me. But I tell you, my spirit, when it gets riled up, there's no stopping her, because I know my Redeemer lives. And if we know our Redeemer lives, we want to tell somebody. We want somebody else to know of the goodness of God. Amen. And then for chapter three says, and this is crucial for us today in 2021, this know also that in the last days, some say we're living in the last days, but let me tell you something tonight. If we are not living in the last days of the rapture, some of us are living in the last days of our life, our earthly lives, because some of us are getting older, and that's just a reality. That's just a reality. So we have got to move with a sense of urgency. There shall be perilous times. They shall come. For men, what shall be lovers of their own selves? They're going to be covetous. They're going to want what you got. Come on now. Boasters about what they got. Proud, blaspheming. Blaspheming means they're going to talk about celestial or heavenly things, things that they ain't got no business even talking about. They're going to blaspheme the name of Jesus Christ. You know they're trying to take God out of everything around us. They're trying desperately hard. And I hear those women that we pray with every day praying, Lord, do not take your hand off the United States, because we know what will happen if God were to take his hands off of us. In the last days, they're going to be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. We all know what that means. Sam and Paul, Sally and Dawn, they're together. But these are things that are not new. So if Paul was warning Timothy back then, and here we are 2,000 years later, don't you know that it is worse now and it's only going to get worse? It's only going to get worse and worse. So it is crucial. It is with a sense of urgency that we must stand under the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit and preach and teach and share and proclaim the gospel of the good news about Jesus Christ. In the last days, they're going to be traitors. They're going to be heady, high-minded. They're going to be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And don't miss verse 5 in chapter 3. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Let me tell you something. This is the church, y'all. We ain't talking about the world. This is in the church. I often wonder if all the doors of the house of God is closed right now because too much of the flesh was in operation. Oh, I hate to say that, Pastor Black, but I believe it to truth. Too much of flesh. There was nothing. God tells us his words, his Ten Commandments given to Moses. There was nothing wrong with his words in the beginning. But flesh, when flesh gets in there, that's when things go south. So we must fast. We must pray. We must cry out to God, because God told me once, whichever man you feed the most, that's the one that's going to be the strongest, meaning our flesh or our spirit. How do we feed our spirit? Through fasting, through praying, through crying out to the Lord, by studying the word of God, getting with other Christians that truly love the Lord and encouraging one another and finding out what they're doing. That's how we feed our spiritual man. If you're only opening the word of God once or twice a week, that's the once or twice a week power you're going to have. But if you open it every day, if you seek God daily in his word, crying out for God to show you the way, just like he admonished Timothy. Timothy, there's going to be some stuff, but I need you to be ready. God wants us to be ready for what is ahead. I hear you, Sister Janetta, saying, we don't know what's ahead, but God sees on the other side of the horizon. I can't see what's in front of me except this house that's in front of me. But God knows what's in that house and on the other side of that house. We've got to know that we know that our Redeemer lives and that our hour on earth may be running out. He says on it, all scripture is given. This is why it's crucial that we only preach and teach the clear, unadulterated word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, inspired by God. God gave what he wanted us to know, and he has not changed it since the beginning of time, and he is not going to change it for us. He didn't change it for Jesus Christ, who said, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He is not going to change it for you and me. That man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If you want to be what thoroughly furnished to all good work, the work that God has called you to do, get into verse 16 of chapter 3. Get into the word of God. That's what it does. It reproves. It tells us when we're wrong, but it does it lovingly. It doesn't beat us over the head. It doesn't beat us down to a pulp. God is love, and he loves all of us. He sent Jesus Christ into this world that we might be saved. Not to condemn us, but through him we might be saved. So that's what the world in 2021 needs to know. And then we are now back to chapter 4. We are to, Timothy is charged, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. Y'all know that old song. There is a God that has called us and given us life. He's given us breath. God wants us to share the gospel of the good news on our jobs, in our homes, in the street. Let me tell you, Revelation says there is a marriage feast of the Lamb coming up. He said, go out to the highways and byways and compel men to come. We need to be compelling men because there's a marriage that's going to be a marriage that's above all marriages. But we want men to come because God wants men to come. That is the souls of men and women that is in your sphere, the people that are around you. That's who he wants you to be, the light and the salt of the earth. And why was there such a sense of urgency? Because verse 7 says, verse 6 in chapter 4, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, if you love the Lord, be ready, be instant in season, be instant out of season. Preach, teach, share, live the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he can breathe through you his word, and somebody may see Jesus Christ, because you may be the Bible, the only Bible that somebody may ever read. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight. And we thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, tonight that someone has received a confirmation, whatever your will is, oh God. Father, help us to be ready to share the gospel of the good news, to live the life that Paul encouraged Timothy to live for you, so that you can use us, Lord God. Father, have your way as we continue on in our study. Help us to study to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen that need not to be ashamed, but can rightly divide the word of truth. For your word is truth, O God. We love you tonight, and we praise you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Black, I yield the call to you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome word on tonight. Thank you, Elder Manyweather, for speaking to us the word of God, just like he gave it to you. Even the children that are listening were able to understand the word on tonight. So thank you, my sister, for just breaking it down, making it so plain, and speaking to us right where we are. We appreciate you so much. May God continue to richly bless you. May he continue to pour his spirit out on you and fill you with all hope and peace as you continue to do the work of the Lord. Well, my brothers and sisters, that brings us to the close of our worship tonight. I do want to say, Elder, you mentioned something that we talked about this morning. If we really want to move in that place that we are in right relationship with God, we will tithe our time. I know our churches, our pastors talk about tithing, and they talk about our treasure, but we need to tithe our time, our talent, and our treasure. And if we are going to apply the word that we heard tonight to our lives, we're going to commit to God 2 hours and 40 minutes every day. Thank you, Elder, for helping us figure out what to do in that 2 hour and 40 minute time. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight. Tell somebody about what you heard tonight. Share the word of God with somebody tonight. And then let them know that next Sunday at 8 o'clock, we will be right here at 8 o'clock preaching, praying, and praising the Lord. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. And until next week, remember, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
yourself.